Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know how it goes, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, again, you can't be part of the solution, become them, you know what I mean by them, when you don't do your homework. You need to do your homework so you have a clue to what's going on. Lots happening today in the news. you know, between they're claiming that Donald Trump can't make his nut, right? Can't actually come up with the money he needs to hold off the New York City from taking over his properties. Just amazing. Right? Again. Won't give him the benefit of the doubt, won't allow him. I want you to think about this. They won't allow him to run his companies, right? They won't allow him and his son to run those companies. And so to try to get the a bond on the properties, try to get a bond based on the business, how do you do that? He is the business, if you would. Isn't he? And yet they're not interested, well, they are not interested in justice. They are not interested in truth. They are not interested in what's going on. I just got to say that. You know it's true. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be a part of, not Joey B, truly be part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, that you are involved, that you are engaged. There's so much going on. We got some stories out there, like right now. I just got this from UC. Number of trans non-binary students at UC surges after school embraces DEI. See, I wonder how that happens. You think it triggered something in somebody? Made it easier for them? Joe Biden's inflation quietly on the rise? You look at this stuff and you say to yourself, why aren't you hearing, well, I shouldn't say this, why aren't you hearing this on mainstream media? I know why you're not hearing it on mainstream media, and so do you. Because they don't want you to know this stuff is happening. Right? Seriously. They don't want you to have a clue that this stuff is going on in any way, shape, manner, or form. And I don't blame them because it doesn't look good for them. I don't know if any of you heard the court proceedings today at the Supreme Court. This is an extremely important, and I mean extremely important, right? First Amendment case that's being heard. But I think it's interesting because one of the and I'll play that for you in a little bit, but one of the trustees today, or trustees, listen to me, one of the justices actually said that the First Amendment was in the way. And no, not in a lighthearted way, like, you know, you've got a problem because the First Amendment's in your way. She actually, I mean, seriously, actually, basically said she could go in a direction, but the First Amendment is in the way. All right, all this noise lately about, I love this stuff. I know I shouldn't, but I do. All this noise about, you know, you heard about Trump's bloodbath comment. Was it the best? Probably not. Was it the worst? No. And Democrats have a very selective recall. I don't know if you've noticed this. Because when they call for the same things, they do the same things. Right? They don't recognize them as nasty and bad. But if a Republican does something that they think is way out of line, then they're all over, like white on rice, aren't they? Now, come on. All right, there we go. Let's go to the Supreme Court today and some of the comments that were being made there. You got to hear this, because this is nuts at a whole new level. Take a listen.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, you know, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those.
The problem with all of that is the mere fact that there's no guidelines. If they're calling for the killing of a group or killing of a certain race or religion, that's one thing, but it's not, and it didn't. Joe, senior host, we'll see what Kimberly Moran has to say when we return.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back 855 real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. You want to be if you're part of the conversation, if you're learning, you're listening, you will be part of the solution, because you'll have information you need to be able to push back on some of these very interesting people you'll be having conversation with. I'm trying to keep it clean. No, it's a family show. All right, so I want you to hear this. This is Benjamin, Gnaga. He's a Louisiana Solicitor General. and he's talking about what I perceive is going to end up being a First Amendment rights issue. But let's hear what one of the justices has to say about this. Hold on. Take a listen.
Jackson? So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods.
In case you guys don't realize it, it's Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Take a listen. Listen carefully to her words.
What would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
And, Your Honor, I understand that instinct, and I guess...
So, let me bring him around. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with us. And, Kimberly, I'm sure you're squirming in your seat. But she would have to, they would have to define, first of all, what is harmful information? What do they perceive is harmful information? And I don't believe, if you listened to the early days of our founding fathers, some of the things that they did and said, I'm not so sure they would be for any kind of quelling of freedom of speech.
The First Amendment is supposed to hamstring the government. It's to protect us from the government.
Yep.
And of course, she's an activist judge. She shouldn't be anywhere near the Supreme Court, because her only job, her one and only job, is to uphold the Constitution, and she doesn't even understand that, just like she doesn't understand what a woman is.
Well,
that's what I think about her.
I can tell it's a little irritating, but again, notice, and you're right, I mean, her coming across the way she did, and even, in essence, even questioning the First Amendment is scary, quite scary to me, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hello, they already hate the Second Amendment.
Yep.
You know, they've ruled against even left-wingers on the First Amendment stuff, but, you know, God forbid they ever pack the court or it's ruled by left-wing, because this country is...
Oh, sure.
Way toast.
No, absolutely. No question about it. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And it's never going to stop, right, until... I'm at a loss. I don't know when it's ever going to stop until we actually start to get our senses back. We have people who love the Constitution, understand why it was put in place, what it was put in place for. And even Scalise, I've talked about this a million times, and I'm sorry if you've already heard this, but, you know, I listened to his forums, I listened to his debates actually with other justices, and it always came down for him. He kept saying, look, yeah, we have a Constitution. It keeps us safe. It allows us to have the freedoms we have right up until the time we start ruling against the Constitution, then we're done.
Right. And the Constitution is what has protected us from the government for all these years. And frankly, I think, there's been justices who have ruled incorrectly, and our government has grown way too large and overbearing on the people. And I think, you know, maybe people haven't brought cases for it that could have been brought forward. But the Supreme Court also doesn't hear every case. They pick and choose which cases they listen to and rule on. So, you know, there's only 9 of them. So yep. It's not like they can't work 365 days a year, 24/7.
Well, we need to get an educated electorate, because our founding fathers talked about this. When we didn't have an educated electorate, we were going to have trouble, that it would hurt this nation.
And yeah, well, look what happened with public schools. Yeah. Here's your educated electorate. We're going to educate the electorate, and look what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've said it. I'm in it. I see it. Education is being dumbed down. It has been dumbed down for decades now. And
in colleges now. Because they have to,
even worse.
They have to teach remedial classes to kids who are graduating high school because they can't handle college-level courses thanks to high schools not teaching them.
Yeah, like I said, it just never stopped. Hey, I got some. I think it's startling news. I'm not so sure. Do you actually believe that Vladimir Putin pulled off his fifth term? He won the election big numbers.
I've got to be all that support he has over there. He's just so popular. He's so well loved.
He got 88% of the vote. And, you've got to do that, you know.
They called it when there's only 30% of the vote in, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have to even bother because it would have been, he was going to win no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Give me a break. I mean, they already printed those up months ago. They're ready
right.
to go.
And I love how he keeps changing the Constitution or whatever, changing the rules so that he can keep staying in power. Even if he has to switch roles, then he switches the rules so he can stay ruling for years and years and years.
Yeah, he gets a 6-year term, okay, and he's 71 years old. He's going to become Russia's longest-serving leader. And
it's Stalin.
His opponent, Nikolai Kharitonov, he received about 4.7% of the vote. The New People's Party candidate, he has to let these things happen a little bit, right? I mean, to give the appearance that people have a say in a vote.
Right.
You know? All right, we're going to go for a quick break.
Funny.
I'm sorry, I find all this extremely funny. We'll go for a quick break. We'll be back just in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show here.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has failed to obtain a $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump must post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can begin collection proceedings during the appeals process. The White House confirmed that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a discussion Monday. They covered recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict, particularly focusing on the situation in Rafah and efforts to enhance aid to Gaza. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Arguments heard on Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information regarding the legitimacy of the 2020 election and COVID-19. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. And I do appreciate your time. I really do appreciate your time with me here. On this show. Before I bring Kimberly back on, let me try to get her blood pressure up remotely, because we've got, look, you, everybody, all of mainstream media is making this big deal about a bloodbath. You know, we know what Trump means by that, all this other garbage. But what I want you to hear, I want you to listen to what they think about a bloodbath, what they think about violence, and you know who they is. Take a listen. And this never works the first time.
And it's always the way, right?
What? Oh, always. It's hilarious. Here she is.
Uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be. I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. See, even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's ugly and distasteful. And they don't even know. Oh, this. I got 3 minutes of these. And then I've got another 3-minute clip of them actually calling for a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Their own hypocrisy eludes them, doesn't it?
Yeah, these are the same people who supported all the Antifa other protests,
right,
where people were being murdered. You know, businesses were being destroyed. Yeah. Yeah, that's them. That's the left.
Again, just amazing to me that they don't see it. Now, you probably think that they, and I won't think for you, tell me if I'm wrong, but you probably think they know this. They know what they're doing. And they know what they're saying, and they just don't care. I think in some areas they're just too stupid to know better.
Well, some people are too stupid, but I think they absolutely know what they're saying, but they don't. They know the media won't report on it. The media's not going to say, well, you said this, you know, a couple years ago, whatever. The media's not going to report on it, so they get away with it.
Yeah. Well,
that's how it always is.
They own the media. They, you know, the media would love to say, that it's the right wing that controls the media. And it's so funny because if you really look and you think and you got two brain cells that work, you look at these and you go, wow, you're exactly saying what you're doing, right?
Right.
I mean, seriously. And you're blaming it on the right. I mean,
right.
That is some kind of stupid like I've never seen before.
And some Democrat supporters, many, are that stupid. Others know full well that they are full of BS.
Hello, America.
Right?
Mark.
Yep.
Oops. Are you not paying attention to me? Are you ignoring me?
No, I... No, I have to shut the thing down because it keeps running after I play a clip. You know, it goes from clip to clip. Oh, but, you know, I got two daughters I can ignore. I don't have to pick on you.
Right. So, you know, many Democrat supporters are that dumb because even when you play them and show them in their own words, left-wingers saying this stuff, they don't believe it.
Right.
Because they're long gone. They're just brainless. But these other people, especially people that are, you know, have shows, whatever, they know full well what they're doing. 100% they know what they're doing. Because
yeah,
they can get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, you're seeing it play out right in front of you on a day-to-day, moment-by-moment basis.
Every single day.
Yep.
And no one seems to care.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, something is driving that's bigger and deeper than their own personal thoughts. I don't buy it for a minute. You know?
They're given the... You know they were all given the memo. She said this, now you have to talk about it.
You know, what is it? Who's the fella? Michael Rappaport. I mean, he's actually out there going, look, I can't stand Trump. I actually hate Trump. I'm going to vote for Trump. And then he goes off on this tirade. And after the Oscar speech, and I don't know who gave it, there was apparently they were promoting Hamas or you know, putting Israel down and promote over 450 Jewish entertainers. They went on record in saying, you've got to stop this. This is craziness.
Oh, you mean they actually stood up?
Yeah, I mean...
Support? I'm shocked.
I think what's happening is they're actually seeing what's happening. There's, you know, they're out there, they're seeing what's happening. And they know what the next step is. You saw this happen in Germany. They know what the next step is. And we're seeing it happen in a little ways here as well. Where if you don't start pushing back against evil, there's nothing to stop them, right?
Nothing.
No.
Nope, exactly.
And then I love how they call Trump Nazis. They call Trump followers, you know, Nazis.
Remember, they always project. The left always projects. Whatever they say someone else is doing or whatever they say about someone else, if it's clearly not true, they're projecting what they are. That's and their own actions are.
I think what I see happening to a degree is what I told you about a couple of months back when I said, I may not believe that you're going to have this mass wave of people jumping out of the Democrat Party, but I think they're starting to see more and more and more truly how far left the Democrat Party has gone and what they're doing. I mean, look at here in California, you know, you're seeing some cracks in the armor and you're getting people, you know, Republicans that are actually winning. We have a guerrilla, what they call a guerrilla primary here, right? Two top vote getters,
right?
And we didn't stand a chance. You actually throw your candidate to the wolves because they had no chance of winning. Now, in the latest elections, you've seen five or six of these guys that actually made second place, and they didn't squeak by. But if anything, they just missed being number one. So people are seeing it. They're seeing that there's a crack in the armor here, anyway. And they're going, we've had it. Enough of this garbage.
Well, hopefully it's not too late. But that's what's gonna happen. And that's what's gonna. I mean, who knows what's gonna happen in the next election? But people are waking up and they're sick of it. And the left isn't doing anything to stop it. They're doubling down. They're doubling down on the green crap that's hurting everybody, that's useless. And they just keep thinking that their policies are good. They really just don't care that they're harming Americans. They don't care.
No.
What they've done with the illegals, nothing. Nothing. They've done nothing to stop Joe Biden's border invasion. And they keep denying, even though they know it's true, that he could have stopped it from day one. He's the one who started it.
God.
They just think people are stupid. They really hate America. I'm sorry. It's just, and I hear more and more people saying that too. It's not just me saying it. I've been saying it for a long time. Yeah. They really hate America and they hate Americans. That's why they're doing all this horrifying stuff to all of us.
Well, I love this stuff. When they finally had enough, like, what is it, Deborah Messing, who I'm not a fan of by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
She said that the use of the words like occupation to describe an indigenous Jewish people defending a homeland that dates back to, I mean, she must have gone to school over the weekend or something, that dates back thousands of years, been recognized as a state by the United Nations, simply distorts history. You know, and it's about time. I want to see what happens to these 450 actors and actresses. Maybe they'll just ignore them. I don't know.
I'm frankly surprised they spoke up because they're usually cowards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no kidding. You know.
And I understand it. It's their career. But guess what? Lots of us have put our careers at risk for speaking up against wrongs.
Yep. Let me put it this way without giving away a whole family secrets. I'll just tell you this. If I wasn't doing this, we would probably have an extra 300 or 400 K sitting in the bank not knowing what to do with. Okay? Between, you know, the IRS, the lawsuits, the this, the that, the other thing.
Yeah.
That you have to defend yourself.
Yep.
Right? And defending yourself is not free, not easy.
Nope.
So, you know, people, again, they don't realize what it takes to... And our founding fathers, go back to what they did. They gave up houses, families, business, lives to keep this. All right, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly when we return.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or send me an email to joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. Kimberly Moran joins us, as she does every week. Love kicking off the week with her, getting some of these stories that people ignored from the weekend. Kimberly, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
All right, I'm going to get back to the story in 1 second, but I'm going to tell you later on in the show. Because you're going to get a giggle out of these. Some of the stories they're going to be doing are extremely California-centric. And since Newsom thinks he's just God's gift to governance or something, I don't know what, here's some of the headlines they're going to be dealing with. California ranks dead last for job growth in the U.S.
Shocker.
I'm sure he's... Okay. We are probably one of the most high-tech states in the union, and California still hasn't counted all the votes from the election. Okay?
They're still trying to find them to make sure that who they want to win wins.
Well, that's what happened. Newsom made a statement earlier today, I guess it was, where he told the Secretary of State to find him more votes for his homeless prop. Scour and make sure.
Wait, do you remember when Trump said that?
That's exactly what we're going to talk about later on, right? Yeah, there you go. California Bullet Train Project needs another $100 billion to complete the route from San Francisco to Los Angeles. They have no intention of going from San Francisco to Los Angeles, but...
Nobody wants to go from San Francisco to Los Angeles. You know. Two of the worst places probably in all of California, right?
So originally, they sold this as a public-private project.
Yeah, I remember.
With $33 billion, right?
Yeah.
And we are up to about $200 billion right now.
Yeah, okay. Not a surprise.
And let's trust this man with more money, of course. Yeah, okay. And let me see. Oh, California is paying 140% more for electricity than any other state in the union. So,
wow.
Right?
That's brutal.
I mean, this guy tanked the utopia known as California. He really did.
Yeah, and he trashed California.
Oh, and he's got this big smile on his face, like he's, again, like he's God's gift to governance.
Because he didn't get trashed. I'm sure he made out with more money, lined the pockets of all his buddies. I mean, we talked about that boondoggle train for years before they even did it. I mean, you know, hurting all the people that they hurt to do that.
And we, you and I talking about it, and you're not even here. We knew it was a boondoggle before it started, and it wasn't going to cost $33 billion.
Oh, do you notice, and I don't know if you noticed this, but the left is trying to put trains everywhere.
Yep.
They're so regressive that they want to put trains back into place. Like, they wanted to put one in New Hampshire. We already have a train that goes from Maine to the North End. We already have that.
Yep.
We already have one of those trains. Why would you want another one? All it's going to do is make it easier for the drug dealers to come up here, and they don't have to worry about having a taillight out.
You know, for years, I'll go back to my story about the Holocaust. I mean, not the Holocaust, but the Oscar speech that everybody's all irritated about, as well they should be. And even the Holocaust Survivors Foundation in Hollywood is condemning the Oscar speech, equating Israel with Hamas. It was just really disgusting speech. And for years, you and I have heard of how the Jews run Hollywood, the Jews have all the money, the Jews have all the power.
Yeah.
You heard all of this going on. And I've wondered for years when they were going to stop, when they were going to just go, okay, enough. You're not taking advantage of us anymore. This is starting to crack that dam in my mind. This is starting to make it so that the Jews are now saying, look, enough. We let you talk about it like this for years. We're done. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think they're really going to be done, though?
You know what? I think this is going to be like the Me Too movement. I think it's going to be a lot of noise right now, and then it'll die off because, they won't do anything about it, anything with any kind of, power.
Right.
So, and Schumer giving that speech on the floor of the Senate.
Oh, my God. That was psychotic. That was psychotic.
But, Kimberly, somebody asked me today, and they said, but wait a minute, you're a free speech guy. And I said, yep, I am. But the guy did it from the Senate floor.
Yep.
Okay. He did it as a leader or, the head of the Senate. If he had done it outside on the stairs, at a podium, that's one thing. But he did it from the Senate floor. That was uncalled for.
It was
interfering in another government's election, aren't we?
Well, we always do that.
I know.
We always do that. We've been doing it for years. But don't know that. tirade that he gave, that speech, so to speak, that was terrible. They just want to interfere. That's what it's doing. No, it's up to the Israeli people who they vote for. It's not up to you. It's not up to you to tell anyone to be replaced. God only knows how. We've replaced enough people in government. That's why so many governments are a mess. It's our fault.
Yeah.
Not ours.
You're right.
Our governments.
No, you're right, and we act so innocent, don't we?
Yeah, that's why we have that idiot Zelensky.
Yes.
That was thanks to our government.
Well, again, I look at this stuff and tell people just pay attention to their words. You don't even have to know how to spell them. Just listen to what how they're saying. Listen to how they want to roll things out. You know, like today, that the First Amendment is in the way. Obama said the same thing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what did he say? I can't remember exactly.
Well,
but yes,
he said the same thing. He says, we've got that pesky First Amendment in the way, which is why we can't stop this kind of thing. And he was talking about what he perceived, and that's the other thing, what he perceived to be as hate speech, what he perceived to be as threatening speech. And that's the biggest problem we have.
Right.
Everybody listens to the show, I've talked about this before, knows I serve on a school board. And there has been times where people have come up and said things from the podium because they're mad, they're aggravated. We're talking about their kids here, right?
Yeah.
And I don't take what they say as a threat at all. Maybe I'm really stupid. But, one guy got up there one night and said, we need a real revolution. We really need to replace the government. We need to do what it takes to replace you guys. Now, one of the trustees took that as a blatant threat of violence.
Oh, my God. No.
And I'm like, no, that was not a threat of violence. That was an aggravated person. You're playing with their kids. And that person has a right to vent. You don't let them vent is when you're going to have a trouble, right?
Right. So. Right, yeah. They were just showing they were aggravated. That wasn't a threat. So many people, they've either never actually been threatened or they just don't understand or they just want to be dramatic.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
To try to shut people up. It's usually the case.
It just never stops. I sit there scratching my head sometimes and go, are you listening? What was that thing? What's his name? Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? You got to fix that to say, do you understand the words coming out of your mouth? Do you hear yourself? Do you hear what you're saying?
Right.
My God.
It might actually work.
Oh. And Newsom, again, I told you about this before, but Newsom, he tried to shut down a nuclear power plant. He actually gave the order to shut it down over a period of years. Now, he sneakily, last year, cut that order because he can't keep up with the electric demand. All right?
Yeah.
The grid can't keep up with it.
And it's going to be summer soon, and he's going to be telling you all that you can't have your ACs on, right?
Well, he wants to get rid of the nuclear power plants. He wants to get rid of, ready for this one, the natural gas-powered electrical plants. He wants to go total wind and solar, which can't provide anywhere near the power we need in the state, just like you see happening in Texas. But
just
none of that phases them.
We already know from Europe that it's a failure.
Yeah.
Like, why do we keep repeating the failures of other countries? I don't understand that.
Because they don't do it right.
Stupidity.
What's wrong with you? Don't you know that?
Yeah, it's just stupid. Like, you're supposed to learn lessons from other people who make mistakes.
I can't take it anymore. All right. I'm going to leave you with this one. Let's see if I get your blood pressure up. I love this one. Marriage fundamentalism promotes the ideas of white supremacy. That's according to a white George Mason University professor. A white George Mason University professor. Professor Bethany Latico, she wrote the Journal of Marriage and Family about her theory that marriage fundamentalism, like structural racism, is a key structuring element of white heteropatriarchal, they make these words up as they go, I know they do, heteropatriarchal supremacy. It basically...
What is marriage fundamentalism?
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Traditional marriage?
Yeah. Yeah, traditional. But traditional marriage is a form of white supremacy.
How is that?
I don't know.
Is she saying, isn't she the racist for thinking that black people don't have traditional marriage?
Right.
Or Hispanics don't, or Asians don't have traditional marriage? I think she's the racist.
Oh, God. You couldn't, I'm going to say it again, I used to say this all the time. You couldn't write this as a sitcom and sell it to a producer.
No, because nobody would think it's funny, because it's just so stupid.
No, you can do it. Anyway, all right, where do people find you during the week?
GraniteGrog.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, listen, thanks for being with me. I always get a kick out of it. Always enjoy the time. Joe Messina, your host, Jennifer Van Laar, joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. Got a lot of crazy stories coming up.
Five.